Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
The Biden administration and asking him to reconsider these rules about mandating EVs because they say they're not even going to have enough money to actually do the production of EVs if they have to cancel out so much of their gas-powered fleets. Folks, I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but obviously, maybe the Biden administration does need to reconsider these ridiculous mandates about electric vehicles. Electric vehicles can be cool, but if you mandate them and you actually hobble the auto industry, that's not going to be good for anybody. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we're live. Now, of course, don't forget, you're hearing this program. Some of you may be hearing this program in different times during the weekend, replayed on different stations at different times. So if you're hearing the program anytime during this weekend, you're welcome to go over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, if you'd like to comment on anything that we're talking about here on the program. Welcome again, of course, to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station, our home station there in Tampa, Florida. And we're with you there in spirit, of course, this weekend with the big storms that are coming in, maybe even some possible tornadoes, we understand. So definitely hunker down for that. And welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network. And, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And, folks, once again, glad that you're there, glad to be here. And we're also glad, very glad indeed, that Denise Simon is there. Good morning again, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com is the website, everybody. And, you know, Denise, right before we went to the break, I was mentioning about, I think Jake Sullivan was talking about, you know, there's going to be another phase, you know, there's going to transition the war in Israel. It's going to transition to another phase here soon. And he mentioned about going after the Hamas leadership. Well, why aren't they them now?
Well, Israel is. I don't know what the, you know, the question is, the United States working against Israel in this or decided to delay? This administration will do anything to ensure that conflicts don't escalate, that they don't get worse, that we don't go to war, that we don't do blah, 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 blah. He doesn't, you know, that's just where it is. So it all boils down to not only Iran, but Qatar or Qatar. Okay, that's Qatar is in some cases Turkey. That is where these leaders of these terror operations have headquarters or are protected. Now, just in the last week, Qatar told a couple of the leaders of Hamas that were living in luxury in Doha, think it's time for you to leave because we can't provide you the protections that we need to provide for you. We can't provide the protections.
Yeah, and so that's the operative word right there, isn't it?
There's the admission. Yeah. So it looks like they have been moved or sent or went to Algeria. Oh, so now do we have yet another country that is, you know, providing protection for terrorists? You know, it used to be, I think I said this on the show, it used to be that we arrested people, regardless if it was the United States or any of our friends and allies, air quote, people that gave material support to terrorists, like Al-Qaeda or Islamic State. Well, what are we doing here? Now, we have two of the largest shipping companies in the world who have suspended their traffic going through the Red Sea.
Yeah, one of them is Maersk, I think, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay, so that's like 30% of the shipping for energy and anything else across the globe. So, and it's because of the Houthis. Well, remember, Trump put the Houthis on the terror list, and within a week of the Biden administration, they took the Houthis off because the United Nations didn't want them on there. Well, another bad move, not only by the United Nations, but by the Biden administration. So here we are with the Houthis. So the question is, this is not a new phenomenon with the Houthis, because Saudi Arabia has been at war with them for quite some time. And why haven't we said, all right, we're not going to go after the Houthis. Saudi Arabia, you do it. Why is that not happening?
Right.
I mean, something is just, I mean, we have the United States and some allies that, I don't know, it's kind of like the southern border. We just let everybody get away with anything.
Well, what could the Biden administration do to Saudi Arabia to sort of incentivize them for this? Is it just a matter of...
They don't need it. We've apparently told Saudi Arabia, don't do this. You can defend yourself, but don't go after them.
Wow.
I mean, it's just like the same thing with Israel. You can defend yourself, but don't go after anybody.
That's a great policy. It's actually a policy for total disaster, because if you want to prolong wars,
you can defend yourself, but don't go after Russia.
Yeah, and don't win. We really can't win this yet, for some odd reason. Exactly. Exactly. Well, I think, Denise, I think you're starting to lay out a pattern here. You know,
it's 3 for 3.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it's very alarming indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, hold on real quick, because we're coming up to the break. When we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And we're taking your telephone calls as well. Callers, you hang on. And we're going to come right back with Denise. And me too, and everybody, and Christmas music, and all that stuff. Stay right there.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly deck with bottles of holly.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in foot.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
So now the New Hampshire governor, who endorsed Nikki Haley, is now saying it's not. She's not just going to win in New Hampshire, but it's going to be a landslide for Nikki Haley. So that's a pretty interesting prediction going on. What if that happens? Good question, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you're with us here live on the weekend edition, as we go through hour number three here. And, of course, during hour number three, we're always joined by Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, be sure to check out all the great articles and the material that Denise has over there at founderscode.com. Welcome again, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, you know, before we continue and before we get to the callers, what do you think about that? That's the headline, the Governor Sununu, right, of New Hampshire, is saying it's going to be a landslide victory for Nikki Haley. Is that in the cards for her, do you think, at this point?
Maybe in his mind. I'm not sure that maybe all these poll results don't get up to his desk. So.
I know. I saw that. I'm thinking, well, I mean, that's like a political, you know, a political campaign kind of statement. And, you know, optimism and showing confidence and things like that. But that would be a major upset, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it would absolutely be that. You know, we'll have to maybe he'll change his tune after they see the results of the Iowa caucus. But, you know.
You never know. You never know. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Rick in Tampa, and he's been holding on there through the break. Good morning, Rick in Tampa. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing great.
Good morning.
You know, there's a couple of things, but first thing, I think the world, I make a prediction. I think the world and those pardon the expression, Hamas holes, are going to be reminded of Adolf Eichmann. There's no place they can hide. They can't hide in Qatar. They can't hide anywhere. The Jews will come and get them.
They said so.
They're on their way.
They said so, wherever they are.
That's just the way it is. I mean, anybody who thinks that they're just talking and they can't be found, they got enough money, they got enough security, they got nowhere to go because they will be followed and got. And another thing, a day before yesterday or last night something, y'all were talking about what they want to do with Trump, and one of the options you mentioned was exile. I'd like to see what he could do on Elba. Can you imagine Trump Tower Elba? Napoleon's niche at Trump Tower Elba.
Yeah, you're talking about that poll. You're talking about that poll. Where they said, they wanted him executed or exiled or life in prison.
I mean, all these different things that they want to do to this man. I mean, the man has questionable character as far. I wouldn't want him dating my sister or my mom or anybody else the man he's coarse, to say the least. But he is sincerely an American, and he's a tool we need right now. And his qualifications to lead are We have the experience of them already. He's trained. Let's see what he'll do. Because the options that I see everywhere else does not inspire any hope.
Well, and so, by the way, and Denise, what do you think about this? What Rick is talking about? I mean, the idea that there aren't any other candidates that are sort of zooming in and creating an energy here that would ever begin to start to take over Trump, right?
Let me say it this way.
Yeah,
if it wasn't Trump, it's going to be somebody else. That's what the left is going to do. For the sake of argument, we got Nikki Haley as president. They're going to tar and feather this woman, okay? If it's Ron DeSantis, they're going to do the same thing. And they started in on Ron DeSantis before they started in on him, right after they, were doing Trump, because of how Ron DeSantis was running the state of Florida, especially during all things COVID, okay, because he kept the state open. So they've been after him for the longest time, and they used Gavin Newsom as the grand marshal of that parade, and Gavin Newsom's still at it.
Right, exactly.
So it doesn't matter what Republican is going to be president.
Yeah, exactly. So they go after it anyway. Go ahead, Rick.
The thing is who else but Donald Trump has the strength to withhold to withstand the assault that's going to come from the left? He's the hysterics. But Trump, he's like undefeatable. He takes a licking and keeps on ticking. He thrives on the strife.
Yeah.
And that's, he's a tool we need right now. I would not like to spend any social time with him, but I don't mind him being in the lead.
Well, I think the way you're putting that, I think a lot of voters might have a real similar sentiment on that. And
I hope so.
Yeah, it's this notion that, as you said, somebody who can sort of stand up to the onslaught. And Denise, what do you think? Is Trump the only one, at least that we're seeing right now, that is capable of that?
Well, we're going to have to look outside of Trump here for a second on the things that are being uncovered, not only by the Judiciary Committee in the House, the Oversight Committee in the House, and conservative organizations, such as the Federalist and Heritage and so forth. We're uncovering an awful lot of things here. And let's not forget the Twitter files, all right, and to see how far the federal government was going. So I would say that the Republicans, they have enough tools right now, and they need to learn to fight back harder than the Democrats are fighting against America. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, Rick in Tampa, we appreciate
an instinct.
Yeah. Well, Rick in Tampa, we appreciate the call very much, and we hope that you have a great weekend. We're going to hit another caller here real quick before the break, but take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Rick in Tampa, everybody. Let's head over. Backgammon Bob's with us on the line this morning. Backgammon Bob, let's get your question or comment for Denise and in the time we have here, so we may even hold you over if we need to. But good morning, Bob.
Yeah, I'm here. I think it's pretty obvious that Biden is not going to make it through to the end. And I'm thinking that they're definitely going to have to replace him with somebody. And what's going to happen with Kamala Harris? And who do you think will replace Biden if he indeed falls out? Because I think he's just getting way, way too bad. All right, that's it.
All right, good question. Well, Denise, what do you think? Who's first up to bat on this?
Well, I mean, the obvious person is Gavin Newsom. But here's the deal. We need Biden to stay in.
he's more beatable. That's right. Yeah.
But with he and Kamala, they're much more beatable than somebody else. That's exactly right. So we need him to stay in this race. As nutty as that sounds. Because we... This crazy choreography, nutcracker, tap dancing thing that Jill Biden had at the White House.
Yeah, I did see that, yes.
Okay, that's just an indication of the progressive machine that this administration, throughout all the agencies, has subscribed to. Well, these people need to be on the Republicans' list of people that you can push back against in a hard way. I mean, half this country hates the other half, period.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we need to look at all those identifiers, and we need to start as far back as when Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed on the Supreme Court. Remember all that one?
Oh, yeah.
And all that dark money that was behind all those protests and so forth. So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we and then the Black Lives Matter money and how crooked all that was and the protest. All of these people have to be on this long identified list.
Indeed.
And we need to learn how to fight back.
Exactly. Well, folks, so we're coming right back with Denise Simon. We're going to tap dance our way out of this segment and into the next one. Got to pay a couple of bills. We're going to come right back. Kyle Warren with you. Coming back with Denise Simon. Stay right there. He waits for you.
Yes, sir. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza today. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. This reflects a two-point decrease since Pew's last survey in June. U.S. lawmakers are working to find compromise over sending more aid to Ukraine and Israel versus addressing concerns at the U.S. southern border. Independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
The solution is to actually create an orderly process where those who do qualify for asylum have the opportunity to seek it in our country.
Republicans want to see restrictions on asylum and parole programs in exchange for approving more aid. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're racing through the weekend edition here on the program this morning. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Or if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back again, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
So I don't know about you, and this is completely off topic. It's completely off topic.
Okay.
But I don't know about you, but I'm not quite there on Christmas shopping yet. I'm just not, and I'm doing my best.
Well, I have two adult sons, and the question is, what's on your Santa list?
Uh-huh.
Well, one of them says, everything I want's way too expensive. The other one says, I really don't need anything. So what's a mom supposed to do, right?
Right.
Okay, I have only, you know, I'm the only female in the whole mix of all this, including the puppy. And so I'm constantly looking at men's stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, masculine stuff. So I'm pretty well finished, but this I really had to struggle, and I've been looking, you know, since November, early part of November, for Christmas stuff. But yeah, it's not an easy one.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, but of course, best of luck to you. And yeah, so I know a lot of people are in that same boat. That's why I mention it, because folks, you're not alone. You're not alone with how this all functions at this time of year. But, you know, Denise, there's so many different things going on, obviously. But, you know, there was this Michigan scholar. I don't think I mentioned this to you on the program yesterday, but there's a Michigan Islamic scholar who's calling on Western Muslims to embrace jihad. And he's saying basically with what's happening.
He's not the only one.
Yeah, well, see, that's really scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you've got these imams and these mosques across the United States is not the only one. You know, we're not in a good place. And I don't know how the next president, one chooses people to be cabinet in administration's cabinets as their secretary. I mean, I don't know. Who wants this job to try and tackle these things like education, DHS, this, you know, spending, foreign policy? I mean, the United Nations. I mean, who wants to really be president at a time like this, but who wants to serve in an administration at a time like this to undo the damage? The EPA, the Commerce, you know, Department of Justice. I mean, how do you get any kind of law and order back at a time where you can get some traction to start healing? And I don't even know what healing looks like here at this point. I mean,
right. Well, no, I'm so glad that you bring that up because, you know, Trump has talked about, you know, who he would, not specific names, I don't think, but he's going to try to put people in, he says, right, that are more, for lack of a better term, Trump loyalists, right? You know, he wants to try to, you know, avoid some of the mistakes he made before, which were obvious, you know, sort of first timer mistakes kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But who is going to want to be in the cabinet because they're going to be targets as well? Talk about going after them. Yeah.
Yes. And so who's going to run the Department of Justice? Who wants to go into, you know, be defense secretary? I mean, and try and figure out all that mess. I don't know. I mean, we could literally take every single day and talk about each agency and the things that need to be fixed there. And they're huge. You know, with all the wokeness and the DEI and all this other nonsense, and, you know, especially education and trying to get these poor children back on track, into itself is a Herculean task, but then to get them with any kind of real traction so they're ahead of the game. Right. I worry about education badly. And not only in the public school system, but, you know, these colleges and universities way beyond Harvard, MIT and Penn, they're communist incubation centers. And
well, indeed. Well, and, you know, but and by comparison, the cabinet members right now, they enjoy just this sort of wonderful, peaceful, job that they're doing, and nobody's really after them in the sense of, you know, with the press and stuff like this. Nobody's sort of challenging them, you know, but that would all change under any Republican administration.
And then the waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, have we actually clawed back as much money as we could on the COVID paycheck protection program that was done? I mean, there's billions and billions and billions. And a lot of it is offshore, by the way. Some even went to China.
Well, this may be a business opportunity here. We could be the COVID collection agency, and we get a percentage. You know, if there's billions out there, you know, I want at least 10% of that.
Well, I'll take 1%. I mean, I'm not that greedy. I don't have that much time left on Earth. I don't have to have all that. We have a water crisis. We need to look at all the fraud that is inside all the money and resources and policy and regulations on all things climate change and green this and green that. And, you know, these poor whales that are, you know, washing up on the beaches in the Northeast because of the wind farms out there in the Atlantic. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just huge. I mean, there isn't anything that doesn't have a scandal attached to it.
It's overwhelming. It really is overwhelming. And, well, you know, speaking of overwhelming, it was pretty overwhelming, you know, as we kind of take a look at what's going on this last week. It's pretty overwhelming that Hunter Biden could defy a subpoena from the Congress and then go out and make the statement that he made in front of the Capitol building. And the Democrats are like, and in fact, I think it was Raskin, I think, was asked about this. Hey, didn't you guys try to hold people in contempt before? And he tried to sort of, you know,
they
poo-poo
did.
The
Steve
whole thing.
Bannon and yeah. Peter Navarro. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And this happened with Karine Jean-Pierre admitted that there was a discussion between Hunter and Joe that's what they were going to do. So Joe is complicit in that activity. And then the top lawyer in Washington, D.C., Abby Lowell, stood there right with them. So it was pure defiance of a branch of government. Pure defiance.
Yeah, but it's not being reported like that overall because they're trying to rehabilitate Hunter's persona. You know, he's a victim. He's got a great dad, and et cetera, et cetera. Anything but, you know, I was involved in all this weird stuff that, you know, really amounts to influence peddling from what we can tell so far.
Is he still living at the White House?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer, but I'm sure that he's got that kind of access, obviously. But here's the thing, and just reverse it, make it into Donald Trump and his family, and they'd say, well, oh my gosh, and he even lived at the White House, and et cetera, et cetera, and they'd be saying, this is a criminal enterprise of huge proportions, but because it's Biden, now we understand, Denise, right, that Biden is a public servant who's been there for 50 years and has always done the right thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right after he was a truck driver, and right after... You know, he's been arrested.
You're right about that. That's right. He said he drove a big rig.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And he was raised by Puerto Ricans, and he attended black churches. And,
that's right.
Yeah, all those things. Yeah.
Well, we laugh at it because it really is funny, but at the same time, it's
pathetic.
Yeah, it's pathetic, and it's so illustrative of exactly what somebody like Biden and his political party get away with on a daily basis.
I think his friend Corn Pop is really himself and in his mind.
He made up Corn Pop. Very possible. He might have.
God.
This. You heard it here first, folks. He might have made up Corn Pop. I wouldn't be surprised, but...
Yeah, well, you know how little kids have invisible friends?
Yeah. Stranger things. All right. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Have a great weekend. We're going to look forward to talking to you on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Denise Simon, everybody. Oh, that was a fun segment. I'll tell you that much. It's the weekend, folks. We continue. We're coming right back. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Christmas once again.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Of the program, so much more to talk about, heading into the final segment, and of course we wish everybody a very, very happy weekend, of course, wherever you are, all across the country, whatever you're doing, we sure hope that it's a great weekend for you, that you're doing something fun, hopefully, but if you're working and you're listening to us, we're glad to be right there with you. Because we know a lot of people working in the overnights, a lot of people working over the weekends, and we're glad to have you along with us. Once again, Kyle Warren with you. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We got James in Clearwater this morning. Good morning, James. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Kyle. Three things real quick. I'm like going into break here. To the report. First off, Hunter Biden did all this stuff when he's totally stoned out of his mind. Imagine how much more damage he could have done if he was straight. Second thing is, as far as government regulation goes, when they mandate an increase in gas mileage, for every mile per gallon that happens, you're going to lose anywhere from 1,200 people per year and dying because of the laws of physics. depending on what studies, goes all the way over almost 4,000, depending on the year and the type of cars. And the third thing, as far as Denise, if you're looking for something for guys, a gift certificate to Harbor Freight works every time. They got the best prices on the batteries for all the electronic gadgets that people have in their houses.
Very cool. Yeah, power tools. Yeah, stuff like that. You can never really go wrong, you know, with stuff like that.
Right.
Exactly. And yeah, I know a lot of guys who can never have enough power tools. That's for sure. But you know, you talked about, you mentioned that about the CAFE standards. Those are the corporate, yeah, corporate average fuel economy. And so, right, yeah, and they keep sneaking that stuff, you know, through every time, and they have to raise it. And that means, and that's, I think, isn't that one of the reasons, I think, why we're seeing the demise now of the V8s and, you know, things like the Camaro and so forth, you know, because they have to get their averages right.
Well, they'll go to smaller turbocharged engines, but the thing is that you got to really pay attention to this. If you're looking at the crash safety rating, that's only for a vehicle equal to your weight. The little smart cars have, you know, a high crash rating, but that's only if they hit something, you know, like the size of a flea. But if you're going to run into your typical SUV, you're going to wind up as a spot on the road, and he's going to be a little dent in his front bumper. That's physics. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Well, of course, these mandates for electric vehicles, the car companies are saying, hey, this is, you know, this is really going to not be something we can even pay for if we got to start getting rid of a lot of these gas engine vehicles. We can't even pay to produce these things then.
Right. But then again, those electric vehicles are really, really heavy because of the batteries. And you're looking at some parking garages that limit the number of those that can go in there because of the weight bearing capacity of the establishment there.
Oh, really? So that's really interesting. I mean, I know we see things like on the roadways and so forth, you know, trucks can't be, or vehicles can't exceed such and such a weight, you know, for obvious reasons, the way the road is or whatever. But that's really interesting. So you're talking like parking structures, stuff like that.
Sure.
Wow.
And they have an advantage of low center of gravity, you know, on corners and stuff. And there's nothing that'll accelerate faster than an electric car because it's 100% torque right there. You don't have to ramp up the RPMs. But all in all, it's something to keep in mind as far as mandating miles per gallon versus people's lives. It's just let people drive what they want, let them do what they need to do. I need a taller vehicle because I'm a space I can actually fit in, okay? I haven't been driving vans and stuff like that since this kind of car is downsized. Now they're getting back up to the normal size of the SUVs and stuff, got a little more choice, but for a long time there, that's pretty limited, and you have to have that choice. Let the people decide, and let the car makers make what people want to make instead of what the government tells them to.
Well, that's a revolutionary idea. Doesn't that sound revolutionary at this point? Yeah, let the market, because this is what the market always does, and when the government starts picking these winners and losers, especially based in so many ways on a political idea, you know, it's going to be curtains for a diversity in the product line and so forth.
Right, it kills innovation. Really does.
Yeah.
Down the road, I see actually hydrogen fuels coming on board. You know, you can take water anywhere and make that hydrogen. It's just a matter of efficiency and electric production. And that's, it's down the road. They had a choice to go hydrogen or these lithium cells, and the lithium cell people went out. Same thing with these energy-saving light bulbs, the old twisty light bulbs that they had, and they were shoved down our throat with all this toxic mercury in them.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
of course, they're going to have these cleanup prank campaigns in the future. Oh, all this horrible mercury in the environment. We got to do something. Well, you put it there. What do you expect? You know? And I see the same thing happening with this electric things. You can't do anything with the batteries. You can't recycle them. They're toxic as anything. They're horrible for the environment when you mine them. It takes child labor over in Congo to get the coal away from the rocks.
Right.
It's just a bad idea, but eventually it'll catch up, and you'll see another few things down the road But as far as me, just for a fun toy, I picked up an old retro T-Bird, you know, from 2002, and having fun with that, and it takes gas. Guess what? I'm going to be driving it till the wheels fall off. You know, okay. Life's too short.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I like those T-Birds. That, yeah, you're right. They came out back in that time period, and they actually look pretty cool. They had a really cool design to them.
Yeah, they're a great little car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, I'll let you go. Keep up the good work. And I have a blessed new year. And you guys out there, be careful. Keep between the lines. And God bless you all.
Absolutely. James in Clearwater, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year as well. Take care.
All right.
James in Clearwater, everybody. Really appreciate the telephone call. Really appreciate the kind words. And I do like those Thunderbirds. Yeah, I really do. But at any rate, folks, we're continuing on here through the weekend edition as we get into the final moments of the program here this morning. And let's see here. Yeah, we were talking about with Denise, of course. You know, the governor of New Hampshire has said that he thinks Nikki Haley, will win New Hampshire in a landslide. And I'm not exactly sure that would happen per se, but certainly that is part and parcel of being optimistic, of wanting to sort of project the your best foot forward kind of a thing. But we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see how that goes. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. Also, if you're listening to the program at a different time during the weekend, and you want to send me a direct message, and you can simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. And you can we'll see that message, of course, as we head towards the Monday edition. We can comment on it there or respond back as appropriate. But once again, folks, you know, it's been a great week broadcasting here on the show. And it really is a lot of fun, for one thing, to hear from the listeners. It's a great thing to get great callers, like we just heard from James in Clearwater. We appreciate the call very much. This morning, of course, we heard from John in Sarasota. We heard from Rick in Tampa. We heard from Backgammon Bob. We heard from, I believe, Anthony in Tampa. And so we're really, really glad to hear from you. Actually, we heard from Anthony yesterday on the program. I had that wrong, but we did have Rick in Tampa, Backgammon Bob. We had Jim in Clearwater. We had Mike in Clearwater. It was great to hear from Mike, by the way. We haven't heard from him for just a little while. But we really do appreciate it. We appreciate all the great messages. We appreciate the words of support. And this really is the best job in the world, at least as far as I'm concerned. And we have you to thank for that. And so, folks, as you go through this weekend, just make sure you stay safe. And I appreciate what James was just saying there, you know, keep it between the lines and everything, especially if you're going to be impacted by the weather that we saw there in the central part of the country, and then also coming up the East Coast this weekend, and also our friends in Tampa as they look to see some of that weather coming in late Saturday. So be careful out there, everybody. And folks, hope that you have a great weekend, and we're going to see you bright and early Monday morning right back here, 2 a.m. Eastern. Until then, Kyle Warren with you. Have a great weekend. Take care out there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.